Cody, what interested you in this story? Are you a rafter yourself?
I am, yeah. I love boating, and I love the Dolores River. And, you know, 3 years ago or so, I was lucky enough to win a contract with the Dolores River Boating Advocates to do a documentary about the river. And that's what actually led me into finding innumerable stories, perspectives, relationships. I learned a lot about the Dolores, and one of those stories was this story of Chris Raffin and this rapid that is down in Utah, the Colorado-Utah border, that is called Chicken River.
And so how did you first hear about that name, and what was your reaction, more importantly?
I first heard about it from an old Dolores River guide. There's many people that have this like iconic early book that was done by a bunch of BLM river rangers down there in Dolores and other community members in Cortez, that they put out this river map, and one of the rapids name on there was Chicken Raper. You know, so I, you don't get to run the Dolores that often, and I'd look at the map far more often than I'd be able to be on the river. So the name just became a curiosity, and it always kind of hung in the back of my mind. There's a gentleman that lives in Arbeliz, Colorado, by the name of Dennis Shell. Dennis and his wife, Jan, they make products for rafting. And Dennis has the backstory on Chicken Raper and has an extensive experience boating the river, the pre-dam Dolores River. So he was a person of high interest to me, and that's where I found this story of Chris Raffin and Chicken Raper.
We won't spoil to our listeners how exactly this name came to be, but Chris Raffin got this nickname during one of the trips, and the rapids later named after her, of course. Do we have any insight as to what Raffin thought of her nickname?
So during this time, boating enthusiasts, it was really common for people to get nicknames. And in this case, a gentleman by the name of Michael Ferguson bestowed a number of nicknames to people that worked in his outfit, Rocky Mountain River Expeditions, that ran a number of rivers in Colorado and Utah. And like you said, Chris Raffin got this name that you'll learn about. She was an extremely, Chris Raffin, who had this nickname, she was an extremely capable river guide. She was admired and looked up to by her peers. And how she felt about her name, I would love to have that insight, because unfortunately, Chris Raffin was taken from us far too early in life. She had an unfortunate end with extremely aggressive cancer. And therefore, I wish I would have known that. I wish I would have had some insight into that, because the nature of how she got her name is not what you might expect. So I think she likely looked on it with a great sense of humor and also hardship, because the Dolores River can be a harsh environment in early spring when she and her other boating companions would be out training on the Dolores River.
Do you know if her family ever had a chance to see the documentary?
I don't know if that has happened. I haven't had the opportunity to track down Chris's parents or extended family. I know Dennis Shell, who will be joining me that night. Dennis is a co-founder of Downriver Equipment, lived in Denver. Chris's family is from the Denver area. And Dennis, that'd be a good question to ask Dennis during the night of the showing.
Cody, to start wrapping things up, I'm asking you on a more personal level, but what do you think drives people to want to name something like a mountain or a forest or some whitewater rapids?
It's how we connect to places. Places have many different stories, stories that tell us a lot about who we are and how we relate to these places. You know, at first glance, this naming something Chicken Raper might conjure up an idea of what that is, like some very vicious rapid. But these stories that we affix and these names that we give to places have deep, deep-seated meaning. And this name, with Chicken Raper, it's a remarkable intersection of all these factors coming together. It's the 50th anniversary of the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act this year. The Dolores River was the first river in Colorado to be studied for inclusion in the act. And during that trip, Chris was instrumental in this story. She was part of that. It was a unique time and intersection before the dam was put on the Dolores. And this study trip and this wild river, it's an amazing story that demonstrates a history of boating heritage on the Dolores. And the name speaks to that.
Cody Perry, the director of The Story of Chicken Raper. Catch the documentary at the Sunflower Theater this Friday. More information at sunflowertheater.org. Thanks for joining me, Cody.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.